Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about what I call 8 rude truths of interfacing with customers in the digital age. Here we go. You know, folks, for the list of the most annoying and pretentious 21st century terms, surely, let's interface qualifies for that list. It's annoying because it grates against the way most analog humans express connection requests. For example, we say, got time for lunch? Give me a call, or text me, or I'll email you. That's what we usually do, right? Well, let's interface also furrows the brow because it sounds pretentiously geeky, which is oxymoronic since the pretentious are usually not geeks and the geeks are usually not pretentious. But who says that anyway? Who says, let's interface? Well, before you look around, indignantly denying that you ever did, the answer is rude truth number one. You say, let's interface every day, probably many times a day. And understanding and accepting this truth is one of the keys to small business survival in the post-pandemic, post-analog marketplace. So hold that thought for a second. The simplest meaning of interface is people merging to communicate and or work together. People merging to communicate and or work together. That's interfacing. To interface in the analog pre-internet marketplace, the face was quite literal, as in face-to-face. But for the past quarter century, something called digital transformation has been afoot. To paraphrase Dr. Spencer Johnson, the man who wrote Who Moved My Cheese, digital transformation has moved your interface. And to paraphrase recent IBM research, the pandemic shutdown has accelerated the next 5 years of your digital transformation to the here and now, as in today. That's right, so buckle up. Back to that denial. You're saying, let's interface every time you say, go to our website. Because a website is the interface between digital code and the expectation of the eyes and brain of a customer. And don't tell me you haven't said, follow us on Twitter, or like us on Facebook, or check out my YouTube channel, or, well, you get the picture. Your analog message, once delivered face-to-face, must increasingly be digitally transformed and presented on new interfaces. Many different screens where the only real face in this transaction belongs to the customer, who's got the attention span of a gnat. Which brings us to rude truth number two. You must digitally transform your business operations and marketing. Failing to understand that puts your business on a fast track to joining T-Rex in the Extinction Hall of Fame. Of course, if you've been hanging around me for the past 20 years, you already know that. But the breaking news from the IBM research is that the pandemic has redefined the pace of digital transformation, creating an unprecedented force multiplier, which is a challenge for every small business. So now we got rude truth number three. Relevance has replaced location, location, location. In the analog universe, setting up your physical shop to minimize distance between your physical interface with customers provided an advantage, right? But in the digital age, when customers interface with your business, there's increasingly only one face there, theirs. And the new interfaces, lots of different screens, has essentially become digital firewalls between you and your customers. In the third decade of the 21st century, relevance is the coin of the realm. It's the new currency customers accept when deciding who to invite through the digital interface firewall to conduct an old-fashioned interface like a sales call. Relevance is anything that helps you earn even a 1 second longer look by a customer at what you're delivering on their digital interface of choice. And the digitally transformed marketplace in what I call the moment of relevance, you've heard me talk about that before, in order to accumulate 61 second looks, and you might have to do that, in order to accumulate 61 second looks, you may have to deliver 59 different pieces of relevance in a minute. That's right. That's the rude truth. Number four, the product war is over and you lost. Get over it. Successful digital transformation for a small business is not about what you sell. Everything you sell today is a commodity that customers can get in their hands within minutes or hours from 1,000 places without stepping out of their bunny slippers. Now, root truth number five. It's not your service either. At least not at first. Okay, it's conceded that you provide excellent service. Awesome service. But if your digital transformation is too slow, you'll be ruled out before customers even know you exist, let alone make the acquaintance of your awesome service. But there is good news. You possess something unique and compelling that the big boxes don't. The holy grail of small business special sauce. The holy grail of Main Street, small business special sauce. Once upon a time, in the analog marketplace far, far away, customers got close enough to you in the very beginning of their acquisition process to experience, to see, hear, and even smell at least some of your special sauce before they made a purchase decision. The classic small business special sauce recipe takes a product, folds in service, adds the savory of values, the salt of humanity, and then, for good measure, sprinkles a little theater on top. That's small business special sauce. More than a can of paint, a new car, a dishwasher, or a sweater, the real attraction was always the customer's experience as they interfaced with your special sauce. Which brings us to root truth number six. Customers love their new digital interfaces, the screens. They love them. That kind of awesome handy has evolved into learning how to fall in love with your company, or not, without traveling to your location, location, location. Digital transformation means that you have to look for love in all the new places. You have to look for customer love in all the new places. Root truth number seven. Whatever digital transformation you've accomplished so far probably isn't enough. In the post-pandemic, post-analog marketplace, you have to take one more giant digital leap. Earn that 60 seconds by delivering the experience of your three-dimensional special sauce on a customer's two-dimensional interface, the screens. Like a 90-second video from you, that's right. Or how about a 59-second video from you? How about a 29-second video from you? That's right, from you, the owner. Root truth number eight, the last one. You cannot out-digitally transform Amazon or Walmart or Target. You don't have enough money. But you can compete straight up with your special sauce because they don't have any of that. And almost as much as they love their new interfaces, customers love special sauce. It's a powerful vestige of that analog thing we talked about. So remember, folks, you've got to pay attention to this digital transformation. Small business survival in the post-analog, post-pandemic marketplace requires you to deliver the experience of your special sauce to customers on a digital interface, on all of them. Because if you don't, well, have you heard of dinosaurs? 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.